podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hey, pal. Yeah, use. Yeah, I see you looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then yeah, I highly suggest Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network.
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
You don't have to wear it all night just when we're done with this.
The actual teleprompter sitting in here. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll show up. Yeah. Yeah.
You mine just... is not where the
go
shit.
Ahead. Yeah, it is. No,
I can't hear
nothing.
What's going on there, bud?
I don't hear fucking nothing.
Oh, did that die?
Oh, it died. Is it not plugged in the wall? Oh, I can hear it.
There we go.
Everybody now.
Reset.
I like it. Ooh, do you guys
I hate
soft.
Being able to hear us.
Did you see this fish I caught recently?
The what? What the fuck is that? You're stupid. You need to send that to me so I can put it on the website.
Yeah, John made them. He made a bunch of them.
Oh, really? He's just bored one day and he's like, I'm going to make memes.
Yeah.
Fuck fish man. Memes. Well, now you have to
fish
show
memes.
Us.
I will. I'll pull them all up.
Yeah, he's got a website. It's called Only Fins.
Only
Fins. Yeah,
enter code 98920 for 20% off your first order.
Yeah. Holy hell. Welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers
like
and
that.
Babble.
I wasn't even ready.
That's right. That's how I get you.
I was ready.
I'm excited.
I was actually ready for that.
I'm excited. We have some...
Is this one?
Oh, jeez.
Is that John Oliver with the fish?
It's me, believe it or not.
Wow, well, you look really good.
And then, the next one's just nudes.
No. Have you been working out?
Nice.
Yep. That's me.
Okay.
Extreme fisherman. Thanks, John.
Extreme fish. Yeah. Welcome. The voices on the other end tonight are Rachel, and I apologize. Is it still Millars?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Still Millars.
I didn't know if you had gone to Hill or what was happening.
Well, I can see the confusion because I made my Facebook Rachel Hill, but still kept.
Got it. I think your last name was Malaria.
Facebook's not legal. Malaria.
Malaria. Yeah. And Dan Gilman.
Hey.
Welcome.
It's Daniel here.
Absolutely.
I'm here.
He's here.
I'm
the
here.
Host of Two Cats, One Dog.
Yes.
Oh, that's guys, a badass
we're huge.
Name.
Yeah. We're huge. I mean, it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really, really riding that wave right now.
So. It's wild, man. They're busting out of the litter box. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's a good one.
They're doing really, really well.
That's,
no.
Wait, did you know that we were called the litter box at first?
No.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Oh, thank you.
The first two episodes we were called the litter box, and then I realized there's already a podcast called the litter box.
So oh, really?
To, yeah. Damn.
That sucks.
They
damn.
Took it.
Damn.
Those bastards.
Bastards.
I hate
damn bastards.
Yeah, they paid for the copyright. Too late for me.
F&A Cotton. F&A.
It happens.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we usually start out this podcast. I really want to know what you guys have been watching recently. Like any TV shows, any good movies.
Got a good one. No, you take it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've been watching a lot, so I got to think real quick.
You have to rank them too.
You know, it's like I actually had to take a break from it, and that's what I wanted to. I was like, I saw so many trees. I was out in the world. I saw a man walking a dog. I've been watching The Boys recently. I hadn't watched it.
I've heard
so
many good things about
it. It's really good. It is really good. I kind of, I'm one of those people that I don't want to call myself like a hipster, but I'm kind of like, I just might as well accept it. Yeah, I just might as well accept it at this point at 31. And so I do that thing when people like recommend stuff, I just vehemently push it away. I'm like, no, fuck you. Even if it's like my closest friend, they're like, you're really going to enjoy this. You have to watch it. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm never going to touch this in my
Dan,
life.
Dan, we just did that like at the bar a little bit ago. What the hell?
Yeah, what? No, it's just in my nature. I can't help it.
I said, so that brings me back to mine. I've been watching the Menendez Brothers Monsters.
I've heard about
yes,
that.
Yes, okay. That's a good one. And so I told Dan at the bar, like, You definitely need to watch that. And now I understand his true feelings.
Yep. Never going to happen.
Well, it might, it'll happen just watching. A few years later. Yeah. That's all.
No, that's that's what it is. Because I also watch Game of Thrones like years after the fact.
Yeah.
I just like things to be complete when I watch them.
Yeah, so you can binge the fuck out of it. Exactly. I like that too. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I decided to go early and I watched it. And it's really good. It was very good. I honestly, I was surprised because I think like most people, despite having an Iron Man tattoo, I think we are all a little burned out of the superhero stuff. You know, the MCU, the everything past Endgame. It's been a jumble, right?
Yeah.
So, sitting down and watching yet another superhero thing, I was a little bit hesitant, but honestly, it was so fucking good, and it makes you think about shit in a totally different. I mean, it's a different take on superheroes. It is like, you know, for those unfamiliar, it is if superheroes were absolutely the worst people you could be with that kind of power.
I think I remember Superman talking about it in the real world,
which is just very. It's interesting to see that interaction between the two because you don't see a lot of that in the superhero movies. It's just focused on them. So that's what I've been. That's what I've been watching. I like it. 10 out of 10. I love Anthony Starr. Anthony Starr. I love Homelander. He's cool. Yeah. He's my favorite. I'm rooting for him, of course. But no spoilers. I'm going to let you take the floor.
Okay. Well, I watch a lot of the crime shows, so they're all flooding in right now. But I don't
know. Is it that season? Is it like true crime season right now?
No. I just watch it all the time. Like it's...
That's your algorithm.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Like that's where I calm and I wind down.
That's Tiffany.
You find relaxing Tiffany's when people are like chopped up.
Yeah,
and put
does
into
she
bath.
Fall asleep to murder shows?
You're like, oh my god,
oh, find a serenity.
Yes, I fall asleep to the murder shows. So finally caught is what I've been watching, and then before that, I had been watching a series that I was telling Dan about, and now I can't remember the name of it. But there were
that
so
does
many
a lot for us.
Yeah, well, finally caught, but it was on.
Was it Lost?
On Prime. No.
Fucking love Lost, dude.
Hell yeah.
That is the best.
Deep cut.
No, but the Menendez brothers, that one I just watched recently, and it was, we were just talking about how, actually, our friend Renee that we were just meeting with.
Yeah, she had some good stuff to say about it.
Yeah. So, like, the reality stuff, right? Or the way the media spins things. And even the documentaries are done like that sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
they have a story to tell.
Right. So, with this one, they gave they don't tell you this, but they're giving you the perspective at the beginning in the first, like, season or the first part of it is from their perspective, the boys' perspective. And then the second, you're like, oh, this is the other side. And you're like, oh my God, they did do it.
Those little fucks, they did.
Yeah, well, because in the first part, they're talking about abuse and they're talking about all the reasons they did it. And you can start to sympathize with them. And then you just turn in and self-reflect and you're like, I'm being manipulated the entire time.
This feels like all of my relationships.
But it gives you that perspective. So then you're left with making the decision yourself. Or, I mean, eventually they obviously are still in jail, so they were convicted.
But, yeah. Oh, spoiler alert.
But yeah, surprise.
F&A cotton.
But what they were saying can't be proven. But then you're wondering, like, well, what if it is true? Mm-hmm. And then, but then the behavior doesn't make sense. But those of the elite side of things, sometimes their behavior does not make any sense.
Right.
So, yeah, it was just super interesting. And like Dan had a lot of great comments about that, too. And our conversation.
Yeah, I always
earlier.
Save them for off the air. So
No, bring it on.
It was funny. It was funny. We were coming back from the Lions game. I think we were at a Lions game. We were coming home. And one of my buddies was like, oh, you got to watch it. He was talking about that documentary. He's like, I'm not going to tell you how it is or whatever. And then. Continues to tell us the entire thing, and then after he ended it, he's the only one in the car that watched it, and he goes, yeah, but you guys really got to check it out. And I look at John, I go, do I really fucking have to now? I was like, I felt like I know everything that's about to happen. Yeah.
No, no matter how good of a story he told, you still got to watch it.
Like, he did really good impressions, though. That's what I don't think you understand. He does really good impressions.
Yeah, this guy, basically, we had to stop the car on the side of the highway so he could
so he had a lot of hand gestures.
Yeah, yeah.
So the actor that played Lyle didn't like if he doesn't get some sort of an award, like
the most like a serial killer.
Yes,
that was a true psychopath.
That's what I mean. Like you're laughing, but you have to watch it.
I will at least watch the
parts that
episode.
Everybody played. Like I don't, they're no name people. Like I don't know who these people are, but like just watching them.
Denzel Washington, Daniel Craig. No. Nobody's ever
Dan,
heard of these
you're
people.
Ruining this.
No. That's what I do.
I mean it.
Yeah, watch I love it when they find
watch
unknown
Watch it and
people.
Then have yeah, comments. Yeah.
I will. That's fair.
Oh, that's yes. awesome, though. I do have to check it out. I felt the same about that Jeffrey Dahmer like yep, series or whatever.
Yep.
I've only got through like episode or two or whatever. And I got so bored.
They do a pretty
like, really?
Oh, it sucked.
They do a pretty it's good awful. Job romanticizing him.
Well, yeah. But there's like a bunch of them out there though. So which one are you talking
He's
about?
He's probably talking about Monster, the really popular one with fucking Tate.
Yeah, the most Tate from the most recent one.
Yeah,
maybe I missed that one because I thought it was
American
one of the
Horror
other ones.
Yes, that guy. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that one then.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There's so many of them though.
Okay. Here's the thing. I can ingest a lot of stuff about the big heavy hitters of our serial killer lore. So I personally watched it longer. I probably watched it a little bit longer than I wanted. I only made it to like I think there's 10 episodes or 8. I didn't watch all of them because it did romanticize them a lot.
It did.
And that's something I don't. I'll sit here and talk. I kind of have to call myself out. I talk about this kind of shit on my podcast. However, we don't romanticize these people, and that's one thing I don't appreciate about their kind of portrayals. So I'm not. I don't know. I guess I'm not going to criticize them. And they did what they wanted to do, which was to get the story out and get people to watch it. Mm. But none of the victims were consulted. Like none of the surviving.
Oh well.
Yeah. yeah. So that's one thing I have a problem with. They didn't talk to them. I mean, he had 17 victims, and they didn't go to one of their families to be like, hey,
right.
this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, which they probably would have had some pushback, so I understand maybe why not. But
mm-hmm. That's still kind of fucking disrespectful.
It is.
You know yeah.
I think they could have at least reached out to them.
Yeah.
I'll go on record saying
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You bastards.
You fucking assholes. Jesus Christ.
You fucking...
And Netflix, fuck you for promoting it. Jesus.
yeah, why promote us instead. Promote
yeah,
this
right,
podcast.
Right, right.
Yeah. Put the 989 on there.
Yeah, because we reach out to people and ask them if it's
you guys
cool.
are you real networks of the community, pillars of the community, and I'm surprised they have not come up to you yet.
Honestly, we built Essex Phillips from the ground up.
I've heard that. No, I've heard that.
What have you been? What you been watching?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Murders in the Building. I like it. All
yeah.
the murders in
yeah.
the building. I'm keeping up with that.
Yeah.
So
oh, so
who's
good.
That got? Is it Kevin
that's,
Bacon?
No, that's
Kevin Bacon.
No, it's Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez.
Yes,
okay,
I've
that
heard
fun.
About
oh,
that
really
one.
Good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Is that on Netflix?
It is on Hulu.
Hulu or Disney?
Dang it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really good. I love Martin Short, so I have to watch everything that he's
they
doing.
Won awards yeah. for that.
Oh, I bet
oh,
they
yeah.
did.
Yeah, it's very good.
And now they're touring, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, good.
They're coming to, not the Dow, but...
Heritage Theater?
No, the Temple?
Temple.
The Temple.
Oh, okay.
Did you think
really?
About
when
if they
that?
Got married, they could be Martin Martin?
Holy shit. And that is true. Short Martin.
Short yeah, Martin. Short that Martin. Would be a good idea.
Holy fuck, no. Martin wouldn't need to change his name. Martin Short?
Yeah.
And then you just say their last names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he talking about both of them or just himself? Think about it.
I love it.
So let's say they should call their show.
Yeah. Yeah. Martin Short. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'm going to see Martin Short. Oh, just that dude? No, both of them.
Both. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been watching that, the Only Murders. We've been burning through a lot of stuff, HGTV shit, the Help, I Wrecked My House stuff.
Oh, yeah. You like that
one. Help, I Wrecked My House.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm
wait, so wait, what do they do when they, how do they
so
wreck
like,
their house?
Well, like the DIYers. Yeah. DIYs trying to, people
ooh,
trying to renovate
okay.
their shit.
YouTube
so
DIYers.
Yeah,
yep, yeah.
So
and then they're
many.
Like, oh,
flip
I'm in
it,
too deep.
Like
oh,
yeah.
yeah.
I ripped out my bathroom and I don't know how to reinstall
yeah.
it.
yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
my God.
What the fuck is a wax ring?
Yeah, literally. Oh, it's amazing. But no, we watched that. And then I watched both the Sherlock Holmes and then the Dark Shadows with
nice.
the Robert Downey Jr. Jude
yeah,
Law
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
yeah. Rewatched those. And then I started The Hobbit last night again.
Nice.
Yeah. Fucking just.
I've never seen The Hobbit.
What it's, the fuck is it. Wrong with you?
A few things.
I love it.
oh, my God.
Enough time.
Yeah.
Well, add that
so
to the
good.
List. Holy shit.
Aww,
no,
that's
I will.
All right. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I've been watching The Discovery of Witches.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Is that like. Yeah.
Is that about, like, Salem?
Salem?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So it goes back to, like, the Chronicles of the Witches. And
eat that
all
mic.
The, and
if
the,
she floats like
DNA.
A duck.
The DNA?
Well, that's,
yeah. So it's like a modern day, I don't know.
She turned me into yeah, a newt.
That's how they were back in the day. They were just like, well, throw in the pool, and if she's still breathing, then
yeah.
fucking we
yeah,
hang
well, they,
her because
tie,
she's a witch.
They
if
she tie
floats,
shit to
yeah,
her.
If
yeah.
she floats, she's a witch.
Right.
If she sinks, she
she's,
wasn't.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
It's,
too bad we
no,
also
she's
got
already
a good
dead.
One.
Yeah.
The only thing that's bothering me is it's similar to Twilight, which I did like. I did like that.
Wait, what do you mean similar to Twilight?
So the love story.
Is it got Robert Pattinson?
No.
I wish.
The
oh, yeah,
love
watch
story
that.
Part. So the interconnecting and mating of species, right? So witches. Right.
Witches were fucking wolves, dude?
No.
Oh.
No.
They were fucking white
close.
Dudes.
Close. Spencer, close.
Shapeshifters.
No. The witch is it's with the vampire. So, but in this, the demons are in it, so it's a little bit different. But it's still the love story concept, so that part kind of is like, really? Like, where'd you get that idea? But
so is this supposed to be like a factual show?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. So I don't want to say you were selling this as. Maybe it was projected onto me.
I originally thought of it like,
it's like
you're
a docu-series
about,
or something.
No.
It's
like a dog.
This is very far away from what I usually watch, which is all the murder shows. So sometimes, I guess, like once a year,
that's
I need
your
a
day
break.
Off. That's super your day off.
That's my like, day off.
Super that's something about which, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good nice. Day off.
Could you so, imagine
but they're,
how
they're
easy
not
it
doing
would be?
A bad job with like the acting and the special effects, though, which usually is a huge turnoff. So
I hate to bring it back to Salem, but could you imagine how like easy it would be to win an argument with your wife back in the day?
Oh, dude, that's how
just,
they did.
Like right she there. Could just be like, "Well, fuck you," and you're like, "Bet." You she's run out witch. Of the house and you go, "She's a witch.
She's a witch."
And there she is. She's hung up or burned.
Oh, Jesus,
yeah.
She's yeah. turning rabbits into soup. She's a witch.
That's true. Men at their best
easy.
Again, Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I pointed out. I pointed out the truth.
Yeah.
Set her on fire. If she burns, she's a witch.
So, I know. We've been watching a ton of stuff.
We have.
Yeah. Paint me word pictures now and explain to me who the hell are you? Where
oh, yeah.
you come
a
from?
A word
what's
picture
going on?
Salad?
Yeah.
Well, I want you to start.
Word salad
I
fingers?
I want to flip it on you.
I think everybody knows who this fucking is. Yeah. This fucker is.
Let's say,
I have 60 plus hours of who I am.
Oh, that's fair. That is fair. That is fair.
Yeah. But no, Rachel.
I can go.
Yeah.
Sure. Well,
where are you? How do we
contact you? What's your social security number and your address?
Just the last four digits.
Yeah, just where
we have you? People that can find out the rest.
Well, you said life story, so I'll start there.
Yeah.
I was born in Japan.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
I didn't know that at
was
all.
Was your dad a GI?
Oh, shit.
A GI? Well, does that mean he was in the military?
No.
Yes.
Was he a GI Joe?
No.
Okay. A government issue.
Did he fight Cobra?
No.
Was he a Cobra
he
commander?
He did almost go to Desert Storm,
he was working
though.
For Cobra.
So we lived in California, but I was born in Japan, and then we moved after my sister was born, and my parents said that they loved Japan, like the culture, like... There would be 4, 5, 6 lanes of traffic, and they would stop for any woman or child getting ready to cross the road.
I wouldn't take
like,
advantage of that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Like, just the culture.
Oh, shit. Don't mind if I
anyway,
do.
Anyway, I need a girl on this podcast.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake. Anyways, so then we transferred over to California and lived there for X amount of time. I believe that's when I was diagnosed with diabetes, so that was a whole thing. And then we moved around a lot and ended up in Michigan. And it's so hard to summarize like where you came from.
Yeah,
but
right?
Yeah, but we lived
how
in
old
Mayo.
Were you, were, how old were you when you got to Michigan?
That would have been, I'm guessing, like 10.
Okay. So you had spent some of your life like traveling,
yeah.
like you were accustomed to that.
Yeah. So we were in California for a long time and then we're in Colorado and then Michigan. But we lived in Mayo. Does anybody know where Mayo is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
creepy.
That's another murder story.
Yeah. The Mayo murders, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
They got chopped up there and fed to pigs.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah. Smart way to do it.
When we lived up there we called
maybe it's that farm that Chrissy and Bobby bought.
Might be.
Probably got a good deal on it, I would assume.
Oh, 100%.
No, so when we lived up there, everybody that's from downstate's called a flatlander.
Nice.
So when we're... When
that's kind of a cool term. I
when
like
when you
that.
Live up there.
Flatlander.
So you know when the people come up to
there
hunt.
There can only be one.
Or they come up for touristy things or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knows who they are, and they're like, oh, the flatlanders are here. Like, everybody knows.
Yeah.
So in the murder show... The Flatlanders came up and they were starting some stuff at a bar.
They rustled some feathers.
They did. They started some stuff at a bar. My aunt happened to be working there that night.
What?
Yes.
No fucking
I thought
way.
I told you that.
No, you didn't tell me that.
She kept her mouth shut for
good,
years.
Fucking good on her.
Smart.
Because
don't talk to cops.
Those
rule
two brothers
one.
That did the murders were known around those parts. Like, you don't mess with them. Stuff goes missing
there
or
goes
you die.
Those murder boys.
Yeah.
The
so
murder twins.
My aunt didn't say anything until she was like, I don't know. She was like 70-something, and she told my dad.
Was it like a
dad,
deathbed thing?
No, they would come and kill you. They'd come and kill you if you told on
them. So they finally did. But they were caught with about 20 years later. So did they did prison time, didn't they?
I believe so. There was a documentary made, and I was just so enthralled that my aunt was there. I was like, oh, my aunt Sis? Oh,
was she in a
Leave
reenactment?
Her alone.
Wouldn't it be so cool if your aunt had an actor play her in a reenactment, like slinging shit behind the bar, like, what, oh, you guys don't look like you're from here.
No.
She's like wiping down glasses and shit.
Yeah. No, so yeah, anyway, we grew up in Mayo, so I grew up in the woods, and crazy stuff happened like while I was there, but I didn't know it until years later.
Oh,
and then ended up moving down into this area and married, had kids, go to school, and all the normal life stuff.
So but, what you're telling us is that you have lived in two places that people have been chopped up, and you have alibis for this, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Just wanted to clarify that for our safety.
She's all paired.
And a basement together, so.
Yes, it's true.
Shared space
We're
right
good.
Now.
Well, and you've known Spencer for a long time, I hear.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they go way back.
She grew me up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. She groomed
no,
you
and
up?
And I just
no,
showed
grew,
Dan.
Grew, grew.
Still, I mean. Mm.
Settle down, Eddie. Settle down. But no, so, well, Eddie. Eddie has been awesome. Anytime I call
best.
You,
Eddie's
yes,
great.
I'm like, oh no, something's wrong with my computer. Mm. Eddie, please, if you come over, I will give you any amount of money that you need.
I'll do anything, Eddie.
Slow down, Dan. So as I we mean, were on our
what,
way.
That's what Dan did when I fixed his computer.
You think,
oh.
You think I'll do anything. Comes for free?
He showed me his back room.
Air quotes. Eddie just did air quotes
like,
for anybody
is,
that can't see.
He's like, this is where we do the podcast.
Click.
No.
Yeah. So this is where Spencer's new nickname's going to come from, because uh-oh. When we were sharing a backyard for 10 years and all the boys played together, my youngest, Alex, would always, he loved Mency.
Mency?
That's right.
Mency.
That's right.
What is Mency?
That's me.
That's Spencer. So, but he couldn't say Spencer. So he was little and he grew up calling him Mency. Where's Mency?
Yeah.
I want to see Mency.
I broke their window with a baseball.
Oh, I remember
I did.
That.
And then I tried. Purpose, and then right? I tried. And then I tried to grab my confirmation money and give it to them, and they were like, "No, just go get your fucking dad." I was like, "Yeah, all right, I'm sorry."
Wasn't Bradley helping you to do that though? Because I don't think it was all you.
No, I threw it to him, and he whiffed on the ball. So
okay,
really,
see, it's both your faults.
Yeah,
that's why we didn't take your money.
He had to get, he had to get a better glove, man. Yeah. He had to get a better glove.
I like Mency.
Yeah.
Mency. I hang out with Mency about once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month. Don't you do this weekly?
Yeah.
He caught it.
PMS joke.
Oh, whoa.
He caught it.
You too.
Just think you're going to get that over my head, man?
Damn.
Shit's
damn,
always
damn,
on
damn.
My radar.
Damn.
Yep, he's bloody good. Tell you what.
Oh, fuck you. That's funny.
It's still going.
Yeah,
still going strong.
I got you realize
I
have to.
We got to get an extra flow. It's still going.
Oh, we got three.
Eddie.
That's a trifecta, man. I think you just unlocked something. It was a little
cheap.
Every once in a while, he like locks into his dad character, and he can't get away from the dad joke.
I got to make up because Raj hasn't been here in a while.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You need a dad.
I did ask.
Every podcast needs a dad.
Because I would use the nice mic if I knew he wasn't coming down, but I always set it up for him.
Just use both and echo off of them.
There it is.
Right? Just double dick it.
I think that'd be a good look.
You ever see that movie, Ricky Stenicky, double dicking?
No, air dicking.
Air dicking. Air dicking.
Jesus.
Air ticket. No, yeah. I've seen a couple of videos, some documentaries.
It all sounds gross.
Yeah.
It's all gross.
So, Dan.
Dan. Whoa.
Give us your fucking life, man.
What's is there someone behind me? My life, it's kind of funny, right? It's fun.
I guess.
A little bit
it's
funny.
Fun,
let's
it's
hear
a little
it.
Bit funny. Yeah, much like the Elton John song, I was a tiny dancer, and I grew up a poor black child in the streets of Detroit.
That is
that's
there's
false.
Steve Martin right there from
there
the jerk.
Brother, full circle,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, from the
full
jerk.
Circle.
I like it.
No, I am a born and bred Bay City boy. Lived here most of my life. I was born here, grew up here. I left briefly to live in Saline, Michigan, and then some Wayne or that's something.
Where's Saline?
It's next to Dion.
Yeah, it's
oh my God.
Oh shit,
shut
dude.
The fuck up.
Got,
I'm gonna cut your mic off.
Past me.
You were bothering me.
No, turn it up. Turn the mic off. Are you kidding me? This is he's hot. He's fucking hot. This is
rolling.
Cold.
You need another beer yet?
No, not yet.
Get
no,
him at least
don't
one
give
more.
Him anymore.
No, give him 20 more. Give him 1,000 beers.
All of them. I am eternal.
So I
no, but seriously, where's Celine? Sorry,
Celine. Celine is next to. It's about 15 to 20 minute drive from Ann Arbor. It's very close.
Oh, okay.
It's a very small little
southeast
community.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know my cardinal directions. Sorry.
At least you know they're called cardinal directions.
That is good. That is good.
No, you put me with a GPS, a map, and a compass, and I am getting us lost. We're going to the UP, baby.
best place to be, anyway.
Yeah, it's a good place to be lost. So. No, I went down. Actually, I was going to school for a little bit. I'm going to be very. You guys want me to be vulnerable
now? Get in there.
All right. I need my shirt. To
get
be
in
off
there
first.
Yeah.
What? Why?
So,
baby oil.
Thank you.
No, baby oil's got drugs in it.
No, P. Diddy's baby oil.
I know. That's got drugs in it.
Oh my God. I want some of that.
It's like GHB.
No, I was just about to say that probably cheaper than the regular shit.
Transdermal.
Guys,
it's transdermal.
All right, sorry. You went to school.
I went to school.
We're
going to
rub some on your
school. Until I have to get the hose again. Good rip, dude. Good push.
Thank you.
Good push. I was going to school for forensic science for a bit.
Oh, shit. No wonder you love all the murder stuff.
Yes, yes. I'm big into it. I went for about 2 years, and then I got a DUI. So that greatly decreased my chances of landing a job in that department. And I go back and think about it, I've had fun in my life, and they don't like people that have had fun, and I understand why. But my thing was, I just wanted to see really bad people get put away. Because there are some horrible, horrible people out there that do horrible things, and I would love to see them go through the process and get convicted and spend their life thinking about the shit that
getting
they caused.
What they deserved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm not pro death penalty. I think people should have to live their lives in prison because I think that's a worse sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I was very into doing the forensics thing, and then I got a DUI. It kind of derailed a little bit. I was transitioning because I was going to it's a school called Madonna. Which is down in Livonia. That's why I was living in Celine, because it was like I had a family friend there, so I could kind of stay. And so it was kind of
Celine and Madonna.
They're very close. They're very close. Actually, they were rivals for a little bit in the 90s. they sent dead animals to each other in the mail. That's when it really escalated. It was called the Diva Cold War.
Oh my God. That's wild.
It is wild. Look it up.
I was just about to
check
say.
It. Check it. Check it out.
Where's our fact checker?
He's gone for the evening, I guess. He's got the good mic. So I was going to school, and then I was like, I got the DUI. I reached out to the director, and she was like, you know what? She's totally cool about it, because I was kind of embarrassed by the whole thing. And she was like, no, I get it. Life happens. But you are probably going to have a harder time getting a job. So I was like an AB student. So all the the fucking 4.0s out there that don't have a DUI, yeah, they're all coming first.
Yeah.
So I kind of took the L. I was going to transition into environmental science. I took the semester off because I had all the right chemistry, biology, all that stuff. Right. So I was like, oh, this would be an easy transition. And then COVID hit. And I'm like,
hate that.
Yep. It just kind of threw a wrench in the things. Everything was shut down. I mean, the world stopped stopped. And so I came back up here because obviously I have family and friends up here. And from then I just kind of settled back in. I'm a bartender by trade. Shout out to Vinny's Pizza.
That's where I'm a bartender. Pizza over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. Dude, I used to go to Uptown Grill almost every day for like 2 years straight.
I saw you there.
Dude, they're Eggs Benedict. You ever tried them?
Yeah.
They're really good. Yeah. I love the Eggs Benedict there.
I was there today, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I get plain eggs and toast.
That's okay. I get it.
You're asking me questions to make me look bad,
no,
Dan.
No, it's okay. You have it's for your safety. Because they give her Eggs Benedict and she gets angry.
Yeah, I believe it.
She becomes very violent.
Yeah. Starts rolling shit.
Too many carbs, Dan.
Too many carbs.
Yeah, she's about to throw the ownership of the restaurant under the bus.
Vinny loves me.
Vinny does love
me. It was a Benedict Arnold joke.
Yeah, it was. He was a general in the
it's
for the French War.
It's always over my head, Eddie.
Most people are.
Yeah. She's a very short lady. Touché. She's a very short lady. You're 4'11"?
Oh.
No. They really give scholarships out for that now.
They do.
Short.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
It's like, your life's been hard enough. Here's some free money.
You can't reach anything. You know, here's a couple extra
Let us help you reach your goals.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Good segue. That's good.
It's because they just came up short on the other ones.
Yeah.
Fucking digging in there, man.
Yeah, I know.
Digging your heels in.
I'm trying to get on that platform, you know?
Oh, you're looking great over there, buddy. You look tall. You look nice and tall from where
I'm
sitting.
Only on my tippy toes. Yeah.
From where I'm sitting, you look great. You've been working out? You look tall.
Fuck you, Dan. On the lappy-tappy machine, just stretch me out a little bit.
Got a Gumby. We got a real Gumby over here.
Yep, we do. Hey, fucker.
There you go. Actually, do a real Gumby. Wow, that is insane. Yeah. Gumby was my favorite
That's
when
a
I was
real
a kid.
Gumby.
He's standing at the bar, man.
Wow. Ooh. Hey, we got a little Flash and Pete over here.
Yeah.
That's Strong's nice. Man. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
but anyway,
nice.
About
that.
Your life.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my life's great.
I wanted forensic to be a science. Forensic scientist for a little bit, but that's mainly because I was hoping to become the Flash.
Oh. Is that, but we, wow. Didn't he start blind? Wait, I'm thinking of the Daredevil.
Yeah, that's a
cut
lawyer.
Cut that.
No, we're definitely keeping that fucker in.
Keep it in. No, so that's honestly kind of catches you up. I am a bartender. I started up the podcast in July, which has been a lot of fun.
Isn't it?
It is a lot of cool. It's cool to get with your buddies. It's like, I don't care if nobody's listening. It's cool to get with your buddies and just chat, shoot the shit. And then you're kind of immortal because you die and your voice remains in the airwaves. Yeah.
Just like music. Music never dies. Podcast never dies.
And that's a great
segue. People will be talking about this
segue.
In 100 years.
Right.
Because he buried the lead. This guy is a musical genius.
Not true at all.
Mm. Yeah. This guy knows so much about music, plays.
Really?
Your dad.
Really?
Jerome?
Jared
Gilman is a touring musician as
well. He used to be.
Wow. Dan, we've known you for how long and you've never said anything.
That was one of the reasons like I really wanted you to be on was to talk a little bit of music. And then you're
shocked. Never mind your life story, Dan. Never mind your life story. We need to talk about music.
You're like, murder.
Murder.
Yeah. Yeah, because Spencer's in a band.
I am.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah, no, you guys sounded really good. She showed me your video.
Oh, really?
You guys honestly sounded really good. I've a good one. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Was it the most recent one?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, and I took a bunch of videos that night.
Oh, so yeah, we sounded like
you guys,
shit.
You guys
that
are
night.
Greta Van Fleet,
you
right?
We did. So good.
But I tell you what, we did just get on TV and the radio
this past weekend.
Yeah, we were at CMU.
Congrats.
Yeah, we were at CMU and
what,
we did that.
What
we did
TV?
The thing.
I need the link.
We'll send it to you. Yeah,
well, we'll put it on the
drop
website
the link,
too.
Yeah, drop
Summit,
the link.
Summit, yeah. Summit Sessions.
That's awesome, man.
Yep, so we played four songs, two, and then we had an interview and then another two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was really cool. Yeah.
What did you talk about in the interview? Your mom usually keeps me up to date.
Yeah, so that was really cool. It was fun.
What did you talk about on the interview?
Oh, we just talked about how we became a band and what was important to us
How did you answer that? What's important to you?
Oh, that we're all like 25%, each one of us. We're in a four-piece band, and no one's really like the head kingpin.
25%
you know?
What?
25%, 25%, 25%, 25%.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you
everyone adds in their own little sprinkle. The music. No. Yeah, we're all virgins.
We're all 25%.
You can't
virgins.
Be a rock star if you have sex. That's
no,
fucking,
that's everybody
that's
knows
sin.
That. Yeah. Everybody knows that. Jimi Hendrix died a virgin.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No shit. Just an acid head.
Yeah, I heard this fun fact on this really cool podcast called Two Cats, One Dog earlier today that Jimi Hendrix used to put a bunch of drugs.
In his headband.
In his headband.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that either.
Head. Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
He did that at Woodstock. And then
that's
came out and played the fucking national anthem.
That's next level fucking drugs.
That's, yeah, dude, he's trying to find a way through it. He's trying to cut through the fucking noise.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is before, like, he was on acid, threw his headband, and he was walking on stage. They were like, can you play the national anthem? He goes, yeah, I'll figure it out. And all of his band said, do you know how to play this? He goes, no, fuck it. And just played it on the guitar.
That's why it sounds so bad, actually.
Fucking crazy. He just figured it out on stage in front of thousands of people.
This had to be like early on.
This is later on.
1969.
Yeah, this before he died. I'm pretty sure this happened 4 weeks ago.
Let me finish, all of you jerkboxes. Let me finish. Jump on her. Jeez. No, this had to be. So this rumor and fact was going on. Are you okay? What
tilted.
Happened?
Move your.
Eat that mic, girl.
What, this way?
That's where the sound comes from.
This is the first.
Was already like by my mouth.
Yeah, but this, there was a lot of difference from this into this.
Do you hear that?
So that, have I been quiet the entire time?
Kind of. I've been tweaking it over here because
you're making a fiddle.
Don't let him talk shit.
You're making
Rachel,
a man
fiddle.
No, you're good.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then you should have told me sooner.
Sorry, continue.
Eat that mic.
Okay, well, I didn't know what that meant until like, you were saying it earlier and I was like, he's being so mean.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So that was going around when we were in high school, and I'm going to date myself. I graduated in 03.
Damn. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
That's fine.
I'm joking.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's not bad. I was 06.
I was 11.
So. Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
So, like, yeah. I'm surprised you just learned this, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were younger than me. Oh.
I'm old. I think I'm the oldest here. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not by much. By 3 years.
I thought you were way younger than me.
Those 3 years, man.
Anyway.
Not a lot in.
But yeah. No.
Jimi
I was
Hendrix.
Just surprised. Yeah. I was surprised. Like, I knew that. Like, forever ago.
Oh.
I'm surprised you just found out.
Yeah.
See, I knew it ever since I was born.
Yeah. No, I figured he came
came out the womb going, Jimi Hendrix drug headband.
No, I came out with the headband. I was like, fuck it, hell.
Came out with
that. That was a crazy life.
Couldn't stop that guy.
No. No, Jimi Hendrix is a shit, but
he was a pretty good guitar player.
You can't say eat the mic when, like, you got to give direction.
Yeah.
Eat the mic. I'm going to hold it up here.
Yeah.
Like, you know those things where they're, like, singing? You know, they keep going. And then they come back in.
Nobody heard you say that.
Well, that was the point.
I know. But nobody got to hear you do that.
But they got to see it in their heads. That's what's
you're going to have to describe. Wordplay. Ready, go.
Dog, laser, foot.
Perfect. Fucking, I knew every one of that. Is it time for Beer of the Week or what?
I was about to say, it's gone off the rails a little bit. Weird. Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Go ahead.
Oh, look at that. That was a good crack.
That was a good crack.
That was. Dang. That was nice.
Yeah, nice job, Dan.
All right.
That's like one of those Coca-Colas at 3 o'clock in the morning type of cracks. You know what I mean? Like when you know it's shit's going to hit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need too much. It's okay.
I'm excited for this.
Spencer can get me a different one.
We each get our own can.
You're a bartender,
oh, no.
Dan. Why is there foam
splurge
in here?
Wait. Switch me. This one's better.
All right. Beer of the week is Sparta. The Spartan. MSU Spartans beer from North Peak Brewing Company in Traverse City, Michigan.
Smart move. Great.
It is a 7.2%.
What the fuck?
That's a new sound effect.
It's
a new sound effect.
7.2% ABV, 70 IBU. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Clink, 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 clink.
Come here, Dad.
Oh. I'm pretend drinking it because I took a sneak drink. And
that was good.
Oh, it's really good.
You don't like it?
It's really good.
Dan is lying. He is lying.
I'm going to say this is like a 5 out of 5.
This is, what did you say? What did you call it? You said the last time I was here for the band
happy.
And the party, and you said skunky.
Yeah.
This is skunky.
Yeah?
I don't get skunky from it.
It's bitter.
There's some very nice light notes.
Yeah, it's going to be bitter. It's
tangerine.
70 IBU.
What's IBU mean?
There's a little
international
bit of hazelnut
bitterness
in there.
Unit.
Oh, well then I don't want it.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit of walnut in the back.
Whew.
How much crack does this motherfucker smoke?
Before recording, always.
He's just high on NPR. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been listening to NPR all day. I'm going
have
nuts.
You?
No, he's lying. We talked about NPR earlier, didn't we?
Would you like me to talk how they do on NPR? Hello and welcome to the podcast, and we're going to talk to you today about...
Dryer. Got to be like paint drying.
Michael Jackson.
He did it.
And his Michael Jackson. He. Chamo.
That's exactly how they do it, too, with zero fucking life in their tone.
Well, hey, honestly, on a scale of zero... Hey!
Oh, wow.
You want to try a Spartan beer?
A rare sighting.
You don't want to try it. Whoop.
No?
Oh, yeah, right. You do, Roger.
So, honestly, on a scale of...
Maybe they'll play better.
0 to 5.
You want? Do my
what? Do you? What do you give it?
I'm not. You're. This is. You put me on the spot.
They
I'm
don't
not
need
a beer
to.
Drinker.
No, they play great.
That's okay. What do you give it?
I give it mistakes. Like maybe a.
Give it a shot.
Shot. We're talking honestly.
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
Shut up. Shut up, Dan. Honestly. Don't listen. To
honestly.
Him.
Three,
he's smiling and
laughing. 3.5.
Yeah, that's what I was going. 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5.
Yeah, I'll change my.
My opinion does not matter.
I like your guys' opinion.
Rachel gives it 0.25.
Yeah, 0.
Same as her BAC. Ayo!
Oh, shit.
About a 1.5.
About a 1.5?
Thank you, Roger.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shit's nasty.
It is nasty.
It is. Okay, so it is bitter, but it is very piney.
It's
yeah.
heavy
it's
and bitter.
It's genuinely
it's
very piney.
It's not even light and bitter where you can tolerate
medium.
It.
I'd say it's medium.
I feel like
it's
it'd be really good if it was ice cold.
I'm bitter sometimes. Everybody likes me.
Everybody likes you still. And you
you're a better bitter.
And you have
you're
a better
bitter than that.
I'm a better bitter.
Yeah.
Better
no,
bitter.
That's good.
Roger.
Thank you to Ideal Party Store on Johnson or Salzburg, where all the fancy beers can be found.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Ideal.
And
thank
good
you.
Wine and liquor.
Can I have another different beer?
Yeah, sure.
Spencer?
I guess.
No, she's
please.
Because of the sponsorship, she is going to be drinking another Sparta.
Yeah.
Because she slammed that one really fast.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is the first beer I've had in a week.
Damn.
Lies.
Hey, congratulations on breaking your sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I haven't had any alcohol in a week.
I've lost
really?
Some friends'
been
sobriety.
Been in the hospital or something?
No. I was like a 12-pack a night was starting to take its toll. So I was like, okay, only with people. And I'm not around people that often. So it's
You could do this remote, so then you're not around anybody ever.
Don't listen to Dan.
That's no fun.
No, well, because I
like to look the fear in your eyes when I ask you a wild ass question.
You could see me dart around the room to try to find something to like relate to really quick. Like, oh, Strohs. It's great.
Where did I put it?
I drink Strohs every night.
Welcome, Roger.
What'd you drop?
We got to catch you up. What you been watching?
Oh.
Yellowstone.
Oh. Yeah, he
just
finally
started Yellowstone.
See, he's a hipster finally. Like you.
Exactly. I finally started it 5 years later.
Hey. Yeah, that's what I wondered. Well,
better late than never.
Yeah, Yellowstone's good.
Do you hear how sultry he sounds?
Yeah, it sounds great. What's going on with that?
That's the nice mic.
It's a nice. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, it's just
so it's not
mic.
His voice. That's
sound
beautiful.
Like fucking Mickey Mouse.
No, you sound really good.
I did that on purpose.
But Roger sounds like hey, stop chattering.
We're all chatterboxes.
Mom. Yeah, I was just about to say, we've been getting mommed the whole time. The fucking finger pointing, the serious look.
Oh, the whole the time.
That's what
scares
me, though.
The whole time.
Scares
two
the
times.
Shit out of me.
Something. Two times.
PTSD.
No. Roger, you sound
like your fortunate son in the background.
You sound really good like that all the time. Don't let them make you think it's the mic.
What's Mickey Mouse's favorite sport?
It's not the mic.
What is it?
Mini golf.
Oh, fucking got him.
I'm not going to lie. That was one of the weaker ones.
It was.
I got to start.
It was solid.
Got to start slow.
Yeah, I know. You haven't been here in 14 fucking months.
Yeah.
Christ sake.
But,
you know how old I am now?
Hey, but you got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
You do.
They don't know what they're working with.
You got to hand it to them?
They just got to fucking find it.
Hey, you got it done. Yeah.
Hey.
So it takes a while for the song to travel all the way down to the end of the bar. So.
Yeah, this thing ain't as good. It's Amazon.
That's right. They're a little behind.
One delayed delivery. It went from G to like R-rated.
One delayed delivery.
It's
not R-rated. Not yet.
Beer
wait,
trivia.
Wait till it's X-rated.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battles bring to you beer.
Beer trivia, you're just in time.
Beer trivia.
Ooh, I'll probably win this. So.
All right, it's a multiple choice. Okay.
Fuck yeah, I usually scored.
Hey, first person.
How many choices are there? There's four of us.
Well, there's four.
There's five of us.
All of the above.
Okay.
Well, he's asking, there's four of us.
Men?
No.
Four of us, one of him.
He's asking the question.
He can't answer his own question.
Yeah, I can.
Technically, you could.
Yeah.
Okay, first person to raise their hand with the correct answer.
Fuck you.
After I'm fucking done. Jesus.
Do you have to wait till the whole question is asked?
Oh, yes.
Damn. That's bullshit.
Jeopardy. Can I get like a
where's my button?
With blanks?
Yeah, can I get the buzzer? I want a buzzer.
I need a buzzer.
Okay. Which African nation is famous both for its large desert and the love of drinking beer?
Simba.
Oh. You didn't even
Sahara.
Raise your hand.
You were kind of the first. You
Sahara.
Hit. No.
That ain't
that's
Africa.
A desert.
That's just desert. Like
you said
countries.
Desert.
Brazil. I said which African nation?
Oh, same thing.
Brazil is in
South America.
That's close enough.
All right, Dan.
Egypt.
They look kind of the same.
God damn it. Cairo.
Oh, sorry. That's right. It's multiple choice. Jesus, you people buzz too quick.
Well, speaking of desert and stuff, how do you start a riot in Ethiopia?
How?
You nail a piece of toast to the ceiling.
That's crazy.
All right. Multiple choice. Is it Morocco, Sudan, Algeria, or Namibia?
Algeria.
I don't even want to attempt that.
Morocco.
Line.
No. Yeah.
Namibia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it.
Is Namibia. It Namibia?
Where is Namibia? Where is Namibia?
You're supposed to answer it in the form of a question?
Yeah.
What is Namibia?
Right. Shut the fuck up.
Where is?
All right. This southern African nation is the proud inhabitant of the Namib Desert. German colonization. In the late 1800s left a legacy of German settlement, including some cultural mainstays such as language, food, and beer.
Okay.
So they are.
Sick. At least they're worth something.
Geometry next or what?
Yeah.
Social studies out of the way.
Yeah. If you can find the identity of the cosine over sine with the... No.
Four.
That's obviously the negative tangent of cosine.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember
yeah.
the rhyme?
No, he was just in front of science. He's smart.
I slapped.
Quit pulling my cord.
Sorry, Roger.
That was a big laugh out of him. Still going.
Chemistry.
Hey.
So
make all kinds of noises if she keeps pulling
you guys
my cord.
Were talking about... you were talking
Roger
about...
Spiegel.
All the forensic science and murder shows and only murders in the building and everything. What about the Bay City Mutilator?
Fucking yeah, dude.
Oh, it's crazy.
The Bay City Butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
Oh.
I know.
We're talking
know.
About
We're
chopped up people in Sorry. Bay City. Did you hear about that dude?
They still,
oh, yeah.
They
I was there. I saw it all.
Oh, shit.
He only got one.
You heard about the, know of. You heard know about of. The drone footage, though, right? They had drone footage. And
that's
then
how they
got more than one. They got a couple legs, a couple arms, a torso.
So what happened then?
So they found the remains on the riverbank, but which... Which boat launch was it? I can't remember.
It was the one right out here in towards Essexville. What was it called?
Smith Park?
No.
No way. Oh, my God. That would have creeped me out.
No, no.
Down the road.
Yeah. So
and to Johnson?
They found
yeah,
the,
Smith, too.
They found and the feet and the arms.
Like right by my house?
Yes.
Feet, arms, and legs.
Yeah, no, it was actually in the backyard.
Oh, but anyway.
Feet, arms, and legs. But they initially hadn't found the torso and the head, and then they found the gentleman in that house, which is actually just a little ways away from people from Travis, that we know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's three blocks away from Ricky from Wider Range of Conversations.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
So they had, they found the head and the torso, but they haven't disclosed where they found it.
That it was at
yet.
His house.
Yeah, probably, honestly.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like he was probably a product killer, which means that they go through the act of killing for the body. Versus a process killer who just enjoys killing.
Okay.
Like Dahmer was a product killer. He wanted the body.
But at the same time, Bundy though, like nothing killer. Else has happened, though, like to lead up to this that we know about.
Well, that we know about. This is an ongoing investigation.
Right.
I'm sure.
Well, did you see the picture of him? Because he just.
Yeah,
like
dude, I did see the picture.
No, but they posted a bunch of Facebook posts that he was posting under a different name. You saw that, right?
What was he saying?
Something about needing to see his mom in heaven, and he's going to see her soon, and please be there because he's coming soon. And that post was after the murder happened.
So you think that maybe he had some kind of psychotic break that led to that?
Well, because there were other posts leading up to that also. Yeah. So a lot of people are talking about mental illness being part
of it.
That's
why you don't eat bath salts.
Yeah, you got to avoid those. Although the blue ones are really good.
I love that flavor.
Just
blue is a good flavor.
It's not
blue
raspberry or anything. Just,
no,
blue.
Just blue. Everybody knows blue Powerade.
We should have had Renee on the show. She was our detective like
she
the
did,
whole time.
She knew a lot more. She had the intimate details. I think she's got a man on the inside. I think it's him.
It's him, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting all the details from him.
No, but Travis was at that house. Did he tell you that?
Yeah, at that house?
He was at that house 6 months ago.
That's crazy.
He was
Maybe
at that
house.
Cray, y'all.
We don't know. Sometimes you don't really know somebody.
No, but apparently Justy, the guy that was murdered, was big on, like, he was in the gay community.
I almost did it.
What Spencer was saying earlier.
Yeah, I think it was a gay love triangle. That guy didn't want to be caught.
Something happened. Yeah, it was like a love match gone wrong or something like that.
We want to preface this with, this is all speculation. We don't know if there's from a hole in the ground. We're just talking.
He could be
rumors, all rumors. Yeah, hearsay.
He just woke up and holy fuck!
Oh shit! There's a bot.
You want to start romanticizing him, Dan?
Yeah,
Jesus
no.
Christ.
I think we got to start now before Netflix does. We got to strike all the irons hot.
You fucking speak. You're spitting over there.
I wanted to redecorate. This is not what I had in mind.
No. So it was.
I was thinking more of a bearskin rug.
Well, so now he's up for open murder, which means that the prosecutor hasn't decided whether they want to give him first or second degree murder, so they're leaving it up to a jury to decide, which is actually wild.
That's what they're gonna like delay that at least 2 weeks because I'm on jury duty right now.
For real?
Are you really?
Yes. You might be. You might.
That
be,
would be sick.
I don't know.
You
honestly no, wouldn't be. When it's something like that, I
Why?
Don't think they
you,
pick
you'd
from
be
the
because I'm going on a cruise in 12 days.
Oh yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
yeah.
convict him right
there's
away.
There's lots of ways to get out of that. I think,
guilty.
Roger.
Yeah, just go. I am not feeling good.
Tell
I have
him you're a
liquid diarrhea.
Tell him you're a Jehovah's Witness.
No, go in there and I go. No matter what, he's innocent. Fuck the police. And they'll go. Go home.
Bye.
No, they will too.
Guilty. Guilty. Or, everybody's like, guilty.
Everybody's guilty.
I'm prejudiced. He's guilty as hell. I don't know what he did.
I don't like Bay City. Fuck him.
I have a disdain for the local governments.
Yeah, they'll send you out there right away. All you got to do, go in there, and just when they ask you questions, just be a piece of shit, and you'll be on your way.
Or shit yourself like Ted Nugent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we got out of the draft. That's
oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
He starved himself and shit himself, so he was too unfit to join.
That's amazing. I'd do the same thing. You go out there, like, how many pounds down?
It's like you know how many pounds it takes. Like, you know, it's like, if I'm below 90 pounds, I don't have to go to Vietnam.
All I have to do is just shit myself if I'm below 90 pounds. This is easy.
Some dude goes out there, gets their arm blown off. They're like, I could have just shit myself the whole time. I didn't have to do this. I didn't have to get gangrene in the jungles.
Why'd you fight? Nah, well, I didn't shit myself,
I didn't shit myself enough. one more time, I would have been, safe at
thank
home.
Thank you to all those who served.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Good absolutely. Save. Good save.
Yeah, that is right.
Thanks to the ones that held it in.
I agree. Fuck Ted Nugent, dude.
Still going
which is
down.
Wild, which is wild, because when I went
take
down...
Take those words back.
When I... Yeah.
I was kidding.
When I went down to MEPS to join the Marines, they literally made me shit myself for 6 hours to drop weight.
So they did the opposite.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I was so dehydrated the next day, they thought I was hiding on drugs.
Coors Light? Because
I couldn't pee. Because I had no, I'd fucking nothing left.
Nothing in there. There's no fluid in there.
Yeah.
I didn't know you went to MEPS.
Yeah, I tried to join the Marines. I got accepted into the Marine Corps band in 2009 and then went to MEPS. And because of my asthma and my fucked ankle, they were like, nope.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I tried.
Now they have like no restrictions.
No, you can get in right now if you want. Yeah. They desperately need
well,
to. Do my knees.
No, he's too old. He's too old.
No, they'll try and get anybody. You want to know why? When I was in high school, all the recruiters would come, and they were trying to recruit all the time.
I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah, you didn't talk about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You were gonna. That was part of your thing. Well, welcome, Rachel. Who are you? What are you doing?
Well, I forgot about that.
She might be a killer. Oh, we don't know.
I forgot about that part. I was in high school.
See, how does that make them feel?
I didn't go through high school stuff. No, the recruiters come and they have fun. No.
Okay.
No, she works with special needs folks and disabled folks.
Doesn't mean she couldn't be homeschooled.
It's really hard. That would be really hard, Dan. You have to have a degree and blah blah blah. But anyway. When you're in high school, they have the recruiters come in, and they would take anybody, right? They're paying attention to everybody. Well, I would tell them, I can't. Like, I still want the free stuff. I still want the merch, right?
I want the merch. She's in it for the merch. That's why she's here
So they
here
make
tonight.
You do the push-ups, and you get the merch, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they call you at home, and they're like, well, you know, you could still join. I'm like, no, but I can't join because I'm a type 1 diabetic. They don't allow that. Like,
you a shirt.
Well, no. No, they said, we can get around that. That's what they said. That's what the recruiter, and I was like.
Yeah, because you'll just have to lie. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie because I'm going to die. So, no,
that's what they
I'm
did
sorry,
with my asthma, too. They were like, well, just don't tell them. I was like, well, no.
But you need an inhaler.
Like, I need the inhaler.
Right.
Like, and I was actually relatively fit back then. I just.
You
I
looked great, dude. I saw.
I would just
still
carry
do.
My
I'm just
inhaler.
Saying you were in fit. You were in shape. Like, you were, like, built.
Yeah, I was more rectangle than circle. Like, I'm much more circle now.
It's a natural progression. There's nothing wrong with
it. No, I was. So when I was down there, they were like, "Do you have any?" I was like, "Yeah, asthma." And they're like, "Oh, why are you even here? You can't." I was like, you
"Can't do a fucking thing."
Because the recruiters
are you alive?
Very influential.
Have you made it this far?
Yeah,
they do a good job. I was like, "No, no, sir, please stop calling. I can't be put in that situation. Why would you want me in that situation? Like, oh, her sugar got low. She died. And
because
she
they
can't.
Get money for
she
every person that signs up. That's
she
why.
Can't,
that's
well,
true.
Yeah, but
she
that
can't
makes,
shoot the sniper because like her sugar got low.
Like you almost got Bin Laden, but like you had to fucking inject.
You're like, hold on, one second, fucking with her pump.
Yeah, right.
They just use it as a decoy. They just huck your limp body out.
Bait.
While everybody, all the special ops go in there, the Delta Force 6, they go in there and fucking eliminate.
All right.
They're just rolling around out there. They're like, look at this girl.
Crazy. This diabetes, right? Bop, 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 bop.
Boom, boom. Like you've served your country well, Rachel.
No, but I didn't. I was a sacrifice.
The Medal of Honor.
Sacrifice.
How did you earn that? Diabetes.
This is my beatus medal.
I have so many. It's
okay,
like
Wilford Brimley.
So many people to thank in so many things.
Yeah.
Starting with
you remember
diabetes.
That commercial,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Walter Brimley.
Diabetes.
Wilford Brimley. And I got diabetes. Oh. And he had the diabetes cat.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy died
me
before these guys were even born.
They still know.
Have you ever heard of YouTube, man? YouTube? A hell of a drug.
I saw it on Pornhub.
There's a lot of sugar.
Oh, speaking
of
fuck yeah. Send me the link.
Speaking of beetus, there's a lot of sugar in this thing. Holy balls.
Speaking of penis, what did you say?
Beetus.
Oh.
The old beetus.
I thought he said penis.
Same thing.
Well, I mean, same thing.
I know you're always thinking about that, aren't you?
Beaten penis. Beetus penis. Yeah.
That's what they just got. That's what it is.
Yeah.
None of that.
That's why you're sweaty all the time. Beetus peeting it.
Beetus.
Beefing my penis.
Whoa.
On that note.
Hey,
that's a good note.
I was going down to the gas station the other day, and two guys ran up, made me pull over, broke into my car, and stole everything.
It's crazy.
Called the cops. You know what they called them? Pirates of the car I be in.
Oh.
Yeah. Dad joke corner.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
This is Roger with another.
This is Roger.
That's a good joke. One, though. I've not I heard like anything it. Close to
Car
that
idea.
One.
That was a good one. Is it that time?
Four out what of about when I went to Walmart?
Oh, we got another one.
I mean, we do have to catch up. It's been a while.
Walmart I
mustard me here.
Oh, went shopping with... Shopping with a wife at Walmart.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know my vision.
Yeah.
So, I thought you were going to say, of course, you know my wife.
You know, and she gets, like, one row over. I can't fucking see her anymore. So I'm looking for her. And I'm looking around, and I bump into this guy with a cart. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. And looking for my wife. He goes, me too. And I'm like, looking for my wife? He goes, no, I'm looking for my wife. I said, well, what does she look like? He goes, you know, and he was, like, mid-20s. Maybe early 30s. He says, you know, she's blonde hair, blue eyes, kind of tall, you know, slim figure, wearing a halter top, short shorts, blah, blah, you know. Yeah. And he goes, how about your wife? I said, the hell with her, man. Let's look for your wife. Yeah. Got to be helpful.
Got to help a brother. That's a good Samaritan right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Good Samaritan corner.
Only doing the Lord's work there. Yeah. I know, man. A good one.
I love it.
I know it didn't happen, but I like the joke.
You don't know that. That could. I mean,
that would be right.
That's pretty realistic.
But it is true. Guys go to the store and she'll, you know, I'm looking at something, you know, and I got to, you know, I got to have it like 4 inches in front of my face to read it.
Right.
And she's gone.
Every time
I can't fucking find her.
Every
then
time
you're going
I
to
can't.
Customer service. Well, Donna Spiegel, please report to the front. Donna, you've lost your husband.
Your son is up front.
Every time you meet back up with her, she's like, son of a bitch, I thought I lost him that time for real.
I thought I had him.
Yep. She gets home and she's just like, oh, it's so quiet.
That's why you got to go to Menards. Well, you can really lose somebody.
One time, you know, I called her and I'm like, where are you? She goes, well, I just pulled in. I said, well, I went with you.
I love it.
Spencer, you love your parents.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I'll never get enough of them.
Dan, is it about that time?
It's that time.
The dang dang
that time again.
Dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Last call for alcohol. Do I get to start this one out?
You do.
Hey, I'm excited.
Why do that? What bus cross the ocean?
Miss Frizzles.
Columbus.
That's true. She did it.
Columbus.
You know that? You're younger.
Miss who?
So much younger.
Miss what?
Miss Frizzle.
The Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus.
The most educational, greatest show of all time.
My first love.
Never watched it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Honestly.
Goes inside the human
redheads.
Body.
Fucking redheads, dude. All right, but anyway.
I was in a different Magic Bus. Anyway.
So, like I told you guys, I played at that CMU thing this week.
Yeah, that's super cool.
A little studio thing. And then we were like, fucking, there's a good bar around here. So we were asking everybody.
Did you go to the Blue Gator?
Hold on. So I told everybody, I was like, guys, we got to go to the cabin. And they were like, well, let's just ask. And I'm like, yeah, fuck me. So we walked in there into a bunch of college students who, mind you, look 12 years old. I can't stand it, how old I felt walking in there.
Good.
And we walked in, and we were just like, hey, what's the best fucking bar? And they were like, the cabin, we're all going. I was like,
that's affirmation.
And I looked
right
at John,
there.
And he goes, I want to formally apologize. No, regardless, we fucking hopped in the vehicle. We, you know, had to do the old baby powder on the nuts because we're all chafing at the time. So we did that in the CMU parking lot. Yeah, we found the camera in the one parking lot and just stared at it while we were getting after it. And then we hopped in the truck and went to the cabin. And the cabin was bumping. There was a bunch of college people there. There was a bunch of old people there. It was fun.
It's a good mix.
It was a good mix. Like, it was like, it wasn't like, well, it was like, you know, like adults, not old people, but like,
they're
like
lived.
Moms
they lived
who fucking
salted,
wanted to
salted veterans
go let it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cougars.
Very salty
salted
veterans.
Veterans.
Yes. Yes. Very, very much so.
Wow.
Yeah. Dennis was like, I'm a lead singer. How you doing? You know, one of those things.
Cougar country.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had
like, I'm a fact checker.
Personal pizza. I had a beer the size of my fucking head there. I walk out and I was like, yeah, let me get a large. They bring out a 5-gallon bucket And I was like, that's a beer I'm talking about. And she goes, yeah, good luck finishing that. And I was like, actually, just fucking go give me another one. This will be gone soon. Like, I was crushing them. It was awesome. I didn't have to drive. It was great. But, no, I had a fun time. I didn't remember the drive home very much. I guess I was talking shit. I know Dennis was mad at me because I made him drive. And I remember, like, coming around the curve by 7-Eleven here. And I woke up to him talking shit to John about me. He's like, yeah, fucking Smeegs has passed out in the seat next to me. And I was like, the fuck? And he goes, never mind, he's awake. All right, John, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
We're cool now.
Yeah. No, it was funny. I was being a menace. But no, it was a great time, man. We performed really good. We had a good interview. And then we actually booked a couple college gigs out there. So
hell yeah, October 25th. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get to play for a bunch of 12-year-olds that, well, they look 12, but... They look 12, but I guess they're college.
Spencer, they look 12, Spencer, but they all have fake IDs.
That age, you do.
I'll appreciate that when
yeah,
I'm older.
Yeah, Mency.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you right here. You want to be the second chopped up?
I'm
going
to kill you.
I'll kill you too.
Like
it's
a teddy bear.
It's an endearing nickname.
It is an endearing nickname, and I take much pride in it. Anyway, next we have Sunday Fun Day from Eddie, huh?
Yeah. So Sunday Dan Funday. And I used to work at Cracker Barrel. Ooh, back in
yeah.
the day.
Oh, sure did. Making
it
them
was.
Chicken and grits, boy.
Talk of Menzies. The fucking, it was three Dude, of us. It was three season. Of us and 17 women all like yep. just freaking out at each other all the time.
All
we
the
get
time.
Caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. But no, we every Sunday night, we'd go to Bay City Bills.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was Paul who would bartend.
Yeah, he looked like Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber.
Probably still
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
Who's Liev
yeah.
Schreiber?
He's an actor. He played Sabretooth in...
Wolverine X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then he was Mob Guy.
Donovan. Ray Donovan.
Yeah, Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll,
yeah.
I'll nod in acknowledgement.
But the, yeah, but the Sunday Fundays, man, were awesome. And I know I've talked
time.
About a few stories before about... having Paul come back and open the bar after he had left so we could play darts and cook us food and shit.
That sounds fun.
And but I would set my DJ set up there a couple times, and Dan was always hanging out, and we were having fun. Lauren dancing on the fucking bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Yeah. Lauren was always getting down. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, neither have I. She's doing
she's
well.
I think she's married.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Married, kids, all
Sick.
That. Yeah.
The good. She's a good,
good
housewife
for bar
now.
Dancers.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
we raised her well.
Yeah, right?
Another
yeah.
check that one off the list.
Yeah. Yeah. So
married her off.
Yeah, there were so many good.
It was a good time.
It was wild.
I don't want to do anything incriminating here, so I won't say it, but let's just say I didn't get ID'd there, which was a good thing because it took me a while to get reached 21. It took me a few years.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think
yeah.
that ever came up.
Yeah.
21 years.
We need a drum set for Roger's drum.
It's in a good effect. There you go. Clip it. Use it.
But yeah, it was just the Sunday fun days, man.
Well,
hanging out at Bay City Bills and and it made it even more fun with Dan. And I know there was a few house parties.
There was
Mackenzie.
Yep.
And
oh yeah, yeah. Well, because we used to go to Bannister's house. That
oh
was
yeah,
whole
Tony's.
Thing.
Yeah.
He had the kind of the house
bash.
Party. Yep.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always people. You go there at any time of the day, and there's like at least two people like that don't live there.
Yeah, yeah,
which was really funny. No, it was a good time. And the thing about a Cracker Barrel on a Sunday morning is you do not want to be there.
Oh yeah, I used to have to work Expo because I was one of the few people who could like
you could
manage
deal with
it.
All of it.
Yeah,
because
it
so for those who were listening that don't realize Expo is like you're setting up. So the cooks put up food, and then you have to like put on garnishes and all the shit and make sure everything's correct. And at Cracker Barrel, there's about 1,000 orders at any given point. So especially on a Sunday morning, and you have
yeah.
this fucking screen in front of you that has a series of tickets that come in chronological order, and they get yellow when they start to run a little high, and then red when they get really long. So you
yeah,
know, like you're getting
anything
you got
over
managers,
10 minutes, it gets
yeah,
red.
It gets
yeah.
red, and so you got managers like coming up to you like a fucking pit stop in NASCAR, like, hey, where's the fucking chicken fried steak for this table?
Yeah,
know, we're running on 10 minutes.
We need this. I need that. There's people shouting
running,
everything. There's waiters are coming up. I need two things of bread. I need this.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
fucking just like
it's chaos. You always need more biscuits. You're always running out of biscuits. Yeah. You got to. It's just a whole thing. So it's a very stressful time, and you go in there, you lose about probably a half a year of your life every shift.
Yeah.
And usually don't make your best money because, let's be honest, the Sunday morning crowd is
yeah.
not... I mean, yeah, your volume is high, but you're like, you're really scraping the
like
bottom of the barrel.
Like $2 to $3 a table.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
and you'd have... do you remember this move from a lot of patrons that would come in, and they would put like a couple dollars on the table?
Yeah.
And then if you like anything went wrong during the interaction, they'd like take a dollar away.
That's yep. fucked
really?
Up. I'd smack the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I, because I was one of the few male, I mean, this is the thing, and working in a female dominated industry, being a man works behind the bar very well. It works behind the bar very well. And that's why I kind of like it back there. But being a dude on the floor when there's like, you're in a sea of, like Eddie mentioned, you're in a sea of women. And that's who the old guys want. You know, they, I mean,
yeah.
At the most unsexualized place that you could possibly imagine, where you're covered in a layer of fucking corporate material, they still would prefer the woman to wait on you. So I remember having times where we had an old Kaylin. I don't remember if you remember her. We always got along pretty well. She was like a tall girl. I was a tall guy. So it was like we could.
Yeah, Trank.
Trank. Yes, I do remember this. Yeah, I do remember this. I'm sure she loves that nickname.
She owned it, dude. She owned it.
She owned it, but I know now she's a beautiful mother.
Trashy skank.
Yeah.
Oh.
A Trank.
But she embraced it.
She embraced it.
In the best way. We always had fun.
It was an endearing. It was. Because she wasn't at all.
No, she was a very sweet woman. She was a very sweet person.
That's why it was funny.
But she was always a fun person. Like, you go out and you always have fun. You could be, like, not drinking or drinking. She was always, like, high energy. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
smart.
Yeah, she was. Super. She was a smart lady. She's doing cool shit, I'm sure. And it was a very high paced environment, and you're working with a lot of women.
We're working through Cracker Barrel trauma.
Cracker Barrel. I've got a lot to unpack, honestly. I haven't even gotten to the fucking beginning of it. The general manager absolutely hated my guts for whatever reason.
Oh, Brian.
He got busted for sleeping with coworkers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Holy
shit. Surprise.
I feel like I can say that because that's actually something that happened.
That's
I'm not
how
lying.
I didn't know that at all. That's crazy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If of all people, the fucking straight and narrow, he's the kind of guy that if your crease wasn't crisp enough, you'd be sent home to come back. It's not like you could just get sent home for the day. You'd have to go back home and fix your shit and come back.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. Anyways, I won't get too into that. Sure. Standards. I hate standards. It was a very thing. We all went through it. And then on, you know, after 4 o'clock, once everybody's gone and you've gotten your nap in or whatever, by 6 o'clock, we're out partying, you know. That's what we did. That's how you blew off steam. So the whole fucking crew would be out there on Sunday Funday. Everybody. Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you were working there and you weren't there, you were a fucking dweeb, dude. You were fuck you. You weren't there. You don't exist. It was a good time. We always had fun.
Yeah.
It was a very long
explanation of that's why Sunday Funday existed. Because Sunday mornings were garbage.
They were garbage. They were absolute garbage. And you usually worked late at night the night before, too.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
The clopins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very familiar with that.
Yep. Rachel.
Yeah.
What's your last call? What do you got down here?
You have the barn.
Oh, okay. So, you guys have probably all been to Grayling at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I go there all the time.
Do you remember the Big Red Barn?
The Big Red Barn.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit. I've never been there.
They did something else with it now. I found out recently. But
is it a big yellow barn now?
No.
It's blue,
Dan.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. I can't.
He's such a jerk. Every time I say anything,
they downsize. It's a bit. It's a yellow. It's a red shed.
No,
they turned it into
something else.
They burned it down.
No. So
it's the shack
formerly known as the barn.
It was a big red barn.
Prince joke.
Until you got older, and then you were like, it's not that big.
Do some fat.
Well, except for her.
I'm just joking. Hey.
I'm joking.
See, I can't get a word out.
It's a shed.
You're doing really good.
So you're up in Grayling at your she shed.
At the
was a she shed because we were up there for a bachelorette party.
Ooh.
In a barn.
Steamy, dude.
And all the you know, the military, the army base is up there, right?
Yeah.
That's where they take off from.
Yeah. So we were at the Big Red Barn having a great time, ran out dancing in the rain, being goofballs, all those fun things. And then we thought, well, we want to find the Army base because the Army guys are cool. So we went out in a big giant van.
Slap.
Turn Dan's mic off.
I just have a mute button. I can't stop myself.
Turn it off. But it was the mom of the groom that was driving us around in the van.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
looking for their army base.
Was this the start of only vans?
Good thing that wasn't by your mouth. Stop it!
I like how you got yelled at by Eddie's joke. That's fucking awesome. That is awesome.
I get it.
He's just like the fuck you shouter. It's like, Eddie, that was good. Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you, Dan. Piece of shit.
We found it. We found the army base.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us in.
Oh, I wonder why.
Can you imagine that? No cat card, huh?
No. But it all started at the Big Red Barn, and we got to meet all sorts of people, and it was fun times.
Except the army men.
No, yeah. That's why we went there. No, that's why we went there, because some of them were at the Big Red Barn, and they were all different, and they all had different accents, and they were saying that we had different accents, and then the girls were all getting mad at each other, even though they were married or had boyfriends.
Was this the 40s?
The 40s?
Yeah, before everybody.
So what you're really saying
they're
is
all talk like this.
They tried to sneak you back on base, and you couldn't get on there.
That might have been the reason, and I didn't. No, but I probably didn't know, because I was just like, I'm.
You're like, I want to drive a tank.
It would be fun.
Yeah, I know it would be. Yeah,
that was his name, Tank.
Oh. Yeah. Tank. He's the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
You got to get that one. You understood that one, right? Please. No way.
No, what? This distracted me.
It was a sex joke, Rachel.
This distracted me.
Oh.
Alex is calling.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. That's the
boy. He's calling again.
Put him on the air.
It's an emergency.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
We're going to put him on speaker.
He's a minor. He's a minor. Be careful.
Alex, what's wrong?
What
are you calling for? What's wrong?
Which bag do I get?
Of Fair dog question. Food?
The blonde one.
Yeah. Purina. Everybody's got
Are you talking
answer.
About the dog food?
The skunkiest smelling one.
What?
The large breed dog food.
The dime wag.
The large breed.
The dime
wag. The large breed.
You guys told me to put him on the air. Alex, you're on the air.
You're live.
Who are you with?
You're live on
Spencer.
Four guys.
Spencer and Menzie and Eddie and me. And
I'm two
Dan
people now?
And Roger.
Damn, I grew up.
There's six of us.
So, large breed dog food, blue buffalo.
Oh, I get blue buffalo for my cats. How nice.
You get dog food for your cats?
I try. They don't eat it.
Do you need me to send you a picture?
I wonder why.
They're very shy about it.
It's hard for me to hear.
Are you smoking,
is he smoking a
bong?
He's like, what fucking food do I get?
He's grocery shopping.
He's like, they're all fucking the same color.
He's like, I hate Meyer, man.
Actually,
they all have
Spencer
diamonds
used
when
to
I'm
work
colorblind.
At Meyer, so Spencer would know where to find that dog
I did,
food.
I did. Aisle 16.
Sir, what are you doing?
It's in the dog food aisle.
We're looking for dog food. Sir, this is a Denny's.
This is a Denny's.
Fuck, I knew I came to the right place.
It's on the other side of the menu.
Well, it's dog food. It's the same thing. It's a Denny's.
I'll send you a picture. Okay.
Send him a picture.
I'll send him a picture.
Goodbye.
He didn't say goodbye.
He hung up.
He didn't say, nobody says goodbye anymore.
I say love bye.
Love bye.
Love
That's
bye.
A good one.
That gets
it's
it.
It's cute.
The correct response to love bye is love bye.
Love bye?
Love bye, love bye.
Is that Hawaiian?
No, that's just...
Do you know how to do I love you in sign language?
It's like this.
Do you know? Do you know
not,
how
that's
they?
Cool.
It's this.
Isn't it this?
Do you know
that
how
that
they?
That is. I love you. Do you want to know why?
I love you.
I love you.
And you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'll
no.
Make
do you know?
Put it all together.
Do you know how?
The horns.
Do you know how Hawaiians end a prayer?
How's
it's
that?
The fucking best thing ever.
What's that?
They ba 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 ba. That's it. I'm not joking. John was telling me about it. I had to look it up. It's fucking true. They go, thank you, Lord, for this great ass food. That's it.
That's it.
It's like, hell yeah. Close it down. Shut it down. That's it, motherfucker. That's it. And everyone around the table goes, that's it.
That's,
that's it. No amen. Oh. Just that's it.
Well, before that's it, we have one more on the docket. Roger.
Uh-oh. He's got beer darts.
Beer darts.
Beer darts.
Oh, yeah, from Smeakfest. Yeah, there's young kids.
We're like 26. That's all right.
Yeah. They have this,
47.
This game called.
We're only like 55 and shit.
This game called Beer Darts, which I've never heard of. Didn't know what the hell it was.
Best game ever. We
so
got
it's
trashed.
Like, it was 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
And we started playing.
You when they started.
This in the middle
the
of the
witching
day.
Hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I go over there, and they're throwing darts at each other's feet, man.
No, we're throwing darts in the beer in front of our feet.
Distinct difference.
Just, yeah, big difference.
Well, what you're at looking at it's party. Like, why the hell are you guys trying to throw darts at each other's feet? But anyway, so they want me to play. Well, you know, in my vision, I can't even fucking see the dart, let alone see a beer can 10 feet away. So I went in my pole barn, and I come out with a jart.
Which is lawn darts.
The lawn dart.
Oh, you got lawn darts.
Those are illegal.
Yeah.
He's got like...
This is on, this is sets. Live.
That's okay, but it means a fun story.
That's two felonies, for each, one for each set.
Yep.
Yeah, so I came out with a jart, saying, you know, because of my vision, I'm using this. And
they're aims all like, for me first. What the hell? What? His fucking only son left. Like, never mind. One of two sons left. Eddie was sleeping. He was passed out, fucking piece
He's
of shit.
He's not worried about passing on the family name.
So, yeah, so I threw it right through Spencer's can.
Threw it. Ooh, which means when it goes through, I had to absolutely smash the can with the dart in it. So I have a dart sticking out of my mouth, just
poking him in the eye and shit. Yeah.
That sounds euphoric.
Yeah, it was. Honestly, I was that close to being in the happy land.
It's better than in the foot. It's better than that. We were playing at a friend's house years ago.
Before it was illegal?
No, I'm pretty sure it was. And somebody busted them out because they still had them.
And everybody's
already tanked. And so whoever it is whips it.
Good idea.
And
not only is it deemed too dangerous to play sober,
but he stands there and watches it. Like, he's buzzed, so he's just watching.
Oh, no.
He's watching it.
He was buzzed. Even a buzz guy kept getting
bigger and bigger, and then it hit me.
Okay.
It hit him?
Yeah, it got him right in the foot.
Realization.
Right in the foot.
Did it stab him?
Yes.
Did he have to go to the hospital?
Well, he was drunk and everybody else was, so nobody... Nobody thought hospital. They all thought, I'll take care of it.
How do I, a group of drunk people? That's madness.
But you're drunk, so nobody realizes it's madness.
That's all right.
How much was it? How much blood was there? On a scale of 1 to...
Well, it was dark.
I'll say enough.
Enough.
It was dark.
Blood is enough. It was dark, but about 1 to 2 liters.
So like 50% of the people were really laughing. I think you say 50%. You know, really
I'd be
and
dying.
The other ones were like, okay, well, we'll make sure you... And he was so drunk. He was fine.
But what did it go? How deep? Do you remember? Like, through it? That's uncomfortable.
Through it?
Yeah, right there.
Through it? Did it go through it?
No, puncture.
Oh, what a weak throw.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Put some fucking mustard on it, dude.
Come on. You can't whip it straight. Yeah. It just goes up and
round. Let's all just stand around and throw it straight up and see who runs.
That's what I'm saying.
This was also the guy in high school we went to parties
right
with,
fucking head.
And we were at an outside party and we lost him. He like disappeared.
Oh, he was one of those friends who just disappears.
He disappeared. So it was a snowstorm. So we got picked up and we're driving out in Vassar.
What kind of fucking party is this? This your last call? Holy
shit. It's a Vassar party.
No.
A guy got stabbed in the foot in the middle of a blizzard, and then he went missing.
This wasn't the same time.
Let me
this
tell you about how guy. I tried to get a GI guy.
Yeah, I think so. I have one.
Don't take the lucky smoke.
Take it. It's fine.
It's the lucky one. Six.
It's fine. Dan has
so many more.
Well, I'll get one.
I've got a whole pack of stuff she doesn't like.
Sorry.
Story of my
that's
life.
What he said, yeah.
So, blood is everywhere. Snow is everywhere.
No, it wasn't at the Separate time. Oh. I said this is the same guy. He was at another party and we left and it's a snowstorm. We're getting taken home by parents and we look off into the woods and he's running barefoot with just shorts on and he's holding a 30 case of bush.
Oh.
And he's run because he thinks the cops are coming. The cops are coming, but he's wasted.
That.
He's done this many times.
Is he over 21?
Yeah.
Why was he running for the cops?
Why is he running?
He's drunk.
You don't know this guy.
He's just paranoid.
He's like, the British are coming.
He's just running. So he's got the 30-pack of bush running through the woods.
God, just get rid of the evidence, at that point.
But now we're all worried
that's a 30-fucking pack of bush. That is precious cargo.
There's a blizzard outside. Anywhere you put it, it'll be fine.
That's right. True. Yeah.
No, he ended up back where we were and
He ran around the world fast.
He slept on the picnic table outside next to the beer.
That sounds like Blind Chris when we found him naked in the snow with a pillow in Frankenmuth.
Blind Chris?
Yeah. My cousin Blind
There's
Chris.
There's always somebody, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, he asked which way was home and they pointed away.
You couldn't see it. He was blind.
So he just
plopped it right there.
Just said, fuck it.
We were all worried about him, though, and then he ended up back where...
You belong.
You can't. Well, the people that disappear when you're drinking, you can't worry about them. They're on an adventure.
Yeah, they did that.
And if they die, they die.
They've accepted this contract. Yeah. Oh.
One more. I'm okay.
Okay. Oh wait. Oh, I thought you were going to say one more story.
I've got. I didn't get to my last call.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
It's my last call.
Sorry. Dan, because I didn't want to say that ugly ass town. But he is in the shitty town of Ann Arbor. Go ahead, Dan.
What the fuck are you doing there?
I'm going to bring you there.
No,
so,
you won't take me there.
Oh, it's too late. You've been roofied, so we're taking you somewhere. So this was when I was working down at Dan's Tavern in Saline, Michigan. Shout out to Dan's. It's a
sounds
cool
like
spot.
A gay bar.
It is. It's the it's the hottest gay bar. It's the only one.
Well, it's so called it's Dan's exclusive. Tavern. So
it is. It's pretty. It's pretty gay.
Good no, one, Eddie.
That's well. That's where I stopped telling people my name.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm just so fucking all over bars it. I just can't do it anymore. After like 5,000 tables, I was like, I just can't.
Slow it down, Roger.
No, so I was out there. We had a regular that came in, and he had money, and he would he liked to take people out and pay for drinks. I'm like, okay, sick. So yeah. he took us out to so Celine is very close to Ann Arbor, so we went out to that's where we went drinking because I was working at the one of like two places you could sit and drink at, yeah. in Celine. It was very limited, so we went out to Ann Arbor and he paid for us a drink, so I just drank my face off. I don't even know fucking we were doing those what are the jelly bean or what the fuck they call jelly. The gummy bears.
Jello shots?
Gummy bears. We're doing gummy bear shots. We're doing and
those
this whole,
are weak.
They're weak, but we're just doing like stuff like that. Just
shit's
over
weak.
And over. Shit's weak. It's just over and over again. And while I'm simultaneously I'm drinking like my whiskey and gingers and stuff the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly good at holding my liquor. I really am. I've even gotten complimented on that from Europeans. So I take that as a strong compliment.
Oh.
However, this night, I think I had just not eaten the entire... I worked all day, didn't eat,
so
went out, I was just drinking.
How were you holding your... Were you holding your liquor, what, by the ears or something?
Not very well. Maybe in my hands
that's
or
all,
in,
that's
in
all
my
women,
butts.
That's how women hold their liquor.
Yeah.
by the ears.
By the ears? Yeah. Yeah, well, liquor and sticker. Liquor and sticker. So I,
Dan.
I what? No, moving past.
Liquor in the
past.
Front, poker in the rear.
I had way too much to drink in a very short amount of period. In a very short period, probably like less than 2 hours, and we went bar hopping. I remember one of them was like upstairs, and like coming downstairs, I kind of stumbled on, and people laughed at me, and I was like, "Shut up, you guys! Shut up, you guys!" I was like, "Should tell people." I was like, "I was just wasted." And of course, I didn't drive, so I was like, I was completely. Uninhibited by you know, because normally you'd stop yours, you'd slow down at some point. I didn't. I just kept drinking all night, and he kept buying them. And by the end of the night, I left my shit in his car. He dropped me off. I later when I left the next day, found my keys were in the door. I didn't even take them out of the door. I keys in the door, opened them, went upstairs, knocked every single thing down in my room over. Which I'm sure the people I lived with absolutely loved at 3 a.m. And to top it all off, I threw up in the sink. And I didn't know until the next day when I woke up about, I don't know, 12 hours later that I had one of those, you know, those big box mod vapes that you could get? I had one of those and it fucking shattered. I shattered it. There's fucking juice and glass everywhere. All my stuff's everywhere. I found the keys in the door. I got a text from the person I lived with showing all the puke in the fucking sink that I don't know why I would puke in the sink. The toilet is 2 feet away. I don't know why what possessed my brain to do that, but... So I woke up completely embarrassed, completely embarrassed. I mean, I probably had a fun night. I don't remember much of it other than falling around like a jackass and getting way too drunk.
Good.
And I told you this is an embarrassing story. And so the next day I see all the damage that I caused the night before. And as like an act of penance, I chose in the heat of the summer, it's just middle of fucking 90 degrees out. I was like, I'm going to walk back to work to get my car where it was from the night before, which is about 3 or 4 mile walk, extremely hungover. Very hungry, hot. I was listening to Harmontown, Dan Harmon's podcast. Very old. It's not around anymore, but it was great. Created a community in Rick and Morty. He's a great podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I was listening to that and just dry heaving in the fucking heat the whole walk there.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, it was awful. I finally get there, and it's a restaurant, so I'm like, I'm going to get some food. I just need to recharge. I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to drive home, and I'm just going to go back to sleep. And it was just busy as shit in there. I couldn't even get the bartender's attention that I work with. And I know I was like, it was completely hopeless. Finally, they fed me and got me back on my way. But it was a harrowing journey. I mean, it was like a 3 hour walk. And I think that walk changed my life. I was like, I need to tighten it down a little bit. You know, tighten the screws.
You need to think about your choices in life, Dan.
I did. I did. I thought hard about those choices on the way back. It was a brutal walk. So that was my story. Maybe not fun, maybe a little sad and embarrassing, but I look back at it with fondness and as a moment of humility to remember. Because, of course, the lady I lived with was a family friend. So she's like my mom's age, and they're letting me stay there while I go to school. Very noble of them. And I'm just this full-grown-ass adult getting wasted. Like, coming home, you know, it's like it's like when Dahmer lived with his grandma. And she's like, oh, I don't think this is going to work out. Jeffrey, I think you need to go. And so I was just a complete drunken buffoon. And, you know, she sent me that picture. That was like, that hit me so hard. Just a picture of my fucking pizza ass throw up in the sink. I'm like, dude, oh my God. I had to sit there and clean it out before I even went on my little journey to go get my car back. It was a whole thing. But all in all, a good night, I'd say.
Good.
Thankfully, the guy, he realized I left like all my personal effects in his back car, so the back of his car. So he dropped all that shit off for me, and that was nice of him. So he took care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's a good story. It's a good story.
I love it.
Glad we told it.
Yeah.
Glad I told it here.
I'm glad you guys came. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't go too long. I don't know how much.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Cool.
What? Too much show. Tell me, so two cats, one dog. Where can we find you?
We can find me here on Spotify. Much like you guys, we do Spotify posts, but you guys have a wider reaching because you do more than just that. That's unfortunately all we're found on right now, but it's a cool podcast. Me and my buddies get together. We talk about kind of the macabre. We've talked about serial killers. We've done aliens, cryptids. We're going to be wrapping up a series on cults right now, which is really fun. We talked a lot about LRH, or L. Ron Hubbard, as normal people know him.
Yeah.
And we talked about him and Charlie Manson on one of them, which was a lot of fun. And we got to hear some of Charlie Manson's music. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, definitely check us out. And thank you so much for having us. I'm really hoping that one day we can do something together. Maybe we can be part of the 989 network. I think that'd be really cool.
I put your show out to the heads of the network.
Yeah, and, awesome.
So I'm waiting to
see what they say.
Yeah, waiting to hear back.
Well, yeah, of course.
Kind of work on a voting. Together.
And if you know, the only thing I'll say in our defense is we're sorry. We're really sorry, and we're working on it. But thanks to Eddie for coming out, and he kind of consulted on the podcast and helped us reach a better sound.
Thank you for the shout out.
Yeah, no, thank you for. I mean, Eddie is a great guy. He's one of those people that you can call 5 years later, and you guys can pick right back off where you were. He's just a really good guy.
Or you can call him at least once a month with a problem,
with a computer problem.
Eddie is there.
Yeah. No, I don't even check in on him. I'm like, hey, Eddie, my computer's fucked up. So, no, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm hoping we can do it again someday, and I'll ramble a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll be a little more drunk, unhinged.
Is there anything you want to plug? Is there any disease?
No, other than
any diseases
like,
that you want to get?
This is my first time ever doing anything like this. So.
First time.
Oh, welcome.
It's exciting, and I get to do it with all people that I love.
Oral cherry.
So, yes. No.
Oh, it was popped. I think I heard it, actually.
No, you didn't.
I heard it.
AU.
I heard the hymen snap.
Oral. No. Thank you very much. Thank you to the 989.network. Thanks to Ideal Party Store. I Want That Kettle Corn. Absolutely. And as Ernest Hemingway always said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Hey. Cheers. Hey. I'll drink to that. And keep away from those shotguns.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.